When the lifts stopped spinning on Pickens County's ski mountains, the area's tourism-based economy did too. But now that businesses have been partially reopened since late spring, we have a sense of how recovery could take shape. For some insight on Pickens County's economy, reporter Alex Hager spoke with Northwest Colorado Workforce Development Director Jessica Volland.
So right off the top, what is the status of the economy and the workforce here in Pickens County? Where do we stand?
Yeah, so obviously we've had a tremendous amount of folks be displaced from work over the course of the last couple of months. When we look at the Roaring Fork Valley, that was worst for Pickens County. Not great in Eagle County, a little bit better looking in Garfield County. What I would attribute that to overall is greater industry diversification in Garfield County. So more of a mix in terms of what industries are there and what occupations people hold. Pickens County, certainly, and also Eagle County, to a large extent, dominated by tourism. And so any place that we have a really high concentration of leisure and hospitality occupations and jobs because of the nature of COVID-19, that's where we've seen the greatest number of layoffs statewide. And so having a higher concentration of those in a community just means that your layoff concentration is higher.
And talking about the fact that this economy here is so driven by tourism, that makes me think about the fact that we've got a fall off season coming up in a few months, which, you know, could be an economic off season for businesses in Pickens County. Does that provide a potential hurdle to getting back on track economically?
You know, it's a good question, and it's interesting because, you know, obviously when we went into a stay at home order, it was in the middle of the busiest ski month of the year, right, towards the end of March. But that said, April, May, historically kind of downtimes in a, you know, ski economy anyway. And then the same thing, of course, in September, October, and early November before resorts start staffing back up again. So, you know, kind of the silver lining here is that our communities are a little bit used to this dynamic anyway. And I think that employers had some more capacity in terms of understanding unemployment and talking their employees through unemployment, because that's kind of a normal part of doing business in our resort economies. Obviously, though, the scale of this is just so much larger than anything that we have dealt with previously in terms of the number and volume of people who are being unemployed.
And what about on the workforce front? Are there any new challenges that employers are going to be facing this winter?
One of the things to be mindful of, too, is that there's currently some calls for a significant curtailing of any type of foreign labor. So, you know, a lot of jobs are filled through J-1 and H-B visa holders in resort economies. And the Trump administration has indicated that they are not going to be bringing in foreign labor and filling those visa positions. And so that's something else I think that's going to have some serious impacts on resort communities is the inability to rely upon foreign labor, because a lot of times the jobs that are available, you know, if you think about living in employee housing and it's only 4 months, might be very attractive to a student from Argentina, but arguably much less attractive to, you know, a parent living in Carbondale, for example.
So overall, what does the path back look like? I mean, how long is it going to take, and what do you think it's going to take to get back to where we were pre-pandemic economically?
Yeah, I mean, to be candid with you, I think the best estimates that I've seen is that it's going to take several years. You know, we actually just in kind of the mountain resort communities in Colorado reached pre-recession peak employment just about a year ago. So, you know, knowing that recession, really the harshest effects, 2008, 2009, it took almost a full decade to get back to our pre-recession peak employment. So I anticipate that the effects of this will linger for quite some time. Of course, what happens with the virus itself and how safe people feel traveling, whatever restrictions are imposed, you know, via public health order or businesses choosing to limit their capacity is going to have really big implications on just how quickly the economy recovers. But I think we know that this is a marathon and not a sprint. So, you know, we're not talking about a matter of a few months here, but probably in all likelihood, a matter of several years.
That was reporter Alex Hager speaking with Jessica Volland. She works as Northwest Colorado Workforce Development Director for the state's labor office.